This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
That's not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open. And all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly. But don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected.
Remember, we're here at the most exciting, entertaining, coronavirus-free, social distancing, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. Remember, this is by far the best place you want to be on a Saturday, except late at night. Listening to an alien show driving across Nevada while your car breaks down at 1 a.m. during a thunderstorm. But we have the best show on earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but still never a winner, Cal Hunter. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, WLVA 580 AM and WBRG in Roanoke, Virginia. Roanoke, Virginia. And actually, they're part of Lynchburg, Virginia. Again, 580 AM, WLVA. Thank you for joining us, Brent. Thank you for bringing us on. Everybody loves Radio Law Talk. We are being added across the country constantly because of how fun, how informative, and how absolutely off the wall this show can be. Just be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. But remember, the most important part of Radio Law Talk is we're talking about general topics of law. Go seek legal aid. We're not giving you legal advice. Only use us as a reference in the most important part of your day or your weekend, which is around the dinner table with the in-laws or friends that you've invited over that your wife really likes that you don't like. And when they try to tell you something and they say, and when you say they say, you one up them and say, well, they say it, but I'm going to say Radio Law Talk says as following. That is the only appropriate place to use the legal discussions that we talk about here at Radio Law Talk. Because other than that, Cal, really just kick back and listen.
I mean, you could do it, but you're just basically chumming for trouble if you do.
That's true. I'm saying. Especially with the judge. who sits in this counsel? I'm not here to quote radio. You are not here to quote Radio Law Talk. By the way, I heard the show, and that's not what they said.
Todd takes a soundbite from the show into traffic court. Your Honor, yeah.
That's exactly right. We don't need lawyers anymore. We have Radio Law Talk. Exactly. In fact, the first person to call in, I'm going to give you a Radio Law Talk t-shirt. We do have t-shirts that say, who needs law school? You've got Radio Law Talk, right? And then the other one, what's the other one says? It says something like, it says, when you're tired of what?
When you're tired of politics.
Politics. No, politics radio, turn to Radio Law Talk or something like that.
Or the other one says three-time nominee but never a winner.
A winner. That's on the front part of the shirt, not on the back. You know, Cal, we've talked about this before. When you walk into the awards, and we've told you this before, we're just trying to be nice to you. When they say the Hunters and they look you up on the list,
yes.
Then they go, do we have the Hunters on the list?
They walked us up to the front, let us walk over the dais, and then went all the way around to the back to the table by the door to the kitchen.
It was a dead giveaway. Then what did they tell you before
they said, would you mind helping us put away chairs when we're done? And I said, well, sure.
No, you're not going to win, Cal. And then when everybody gets steak, they bring in a little hamburger for you and put it there.
It was a piece of ham, yeah.
Piece of ham. Yeah. Sorry we ran out. Donna, I don't think we're going to win today.
Yeah. No, she said that when when we went in. We're not going to win again, she says to me.
We have winners on the show. Oh, Denise is shaking her head again. Hey, we're going to talk about some exciting things today. I'm telling you, we've got four of the most interesting legal issues concerning the coronavirus. You're not going to believe it. And the most important thing during this time, after we discuss this law, I think we're going to have a live feed from Houston, Texas, from one of the parks. We have a way to get a live feed with, I think there's drones, of three young 90, 80-year-old ladies talking and what they're doing at the park. So that will come up after we talk about this case in Houston.
The drones piloted by Todd's cats.
That's exactly right. But you want to hear this. It's very important. Before that, though, we're going to do a thing called Case or No Case. Look, Cal, that, no wonder he doesn't win. He keeps laughing at his own jokes.
I know, but here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
But they're not as bad as I think they are. Okay. And now, Case or No Case.
We need the air conditioner on in here, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Martin is a musician.
Okay.
Martin's former contractor claims that Martin stole his architectural designs for renovations to his house by getting them from him and handing them off to another builder without paying. Martin and his bride hired a home improvement contractor, Barry Hill. No, not Blueberry Hill. That would have been Fats Domino's contractor. To renovate. See, there's another one of my own jokes.
He's laughing at his own joke.
Right. To renovate the property last year.
Okay.
He was unexpectedly fired from the job. Barry Hill contractor owners say he was told that a structural engineer found defects in his work and he had been terminated. But they claim they already had the architectural designs drawn up and approved, which cost more than $100,000, and a portion of those had gone unpaid. Martin moved forward with a different contractor, and they got everything approved. Barry Hill decided they did not like that, and they sought legal counsel.
Hey, Cal, I hate to do this again to you, but I thought I was listening, but I'm confused.
Yeah, I was a little confused,
too. Go through it one more time.
Okay, Barry Hill's the contractor.
Okay,
Martin is the musician.
Martin's a musician.
Martin and his wife hired Barry Hill to start designing a renovation.
Got it.
They give him the architectural plans approved by everybody he thinks.
Got
it. And Martin says,
the musician says,
I don't know about these. He takes him to another builder. So look at there. There's a structural defect.
Oh, in the designs.
Yeah, so Martin then fires the guy who did the original plans, doesn't pay him.
Got it.
Has the other contractor do the work that this Barry Hill contractor says, that's basically my design.
I got
it. So he seeks legal counsel is really what it all comes down to. And I ask you if that's a case or no case. Mr. Cuny, you made eye contact.
I made eye contact with him.
I saw that.
What was I thinking? It's interesting because he's an entertainer. This reminds me of, because I've been binge-watching so many dang movies lately. You ever watch a movie, and at the beginning of the movie it says, screenplay by, written by, story by, and the reason why they do that is because the first person that writes a screenplay, or they send it in, sometimes it goes through revisions, and if it goes through enough, then the person that originally wrote it doesn't get screenwriting credit. They get the idea by, or story by credit. It, and then the person that wrote it gets that. And I'm wondering if the same thing is true here. You got the guy who came up with the overall idea, and just because there was a structural defect to it or something that needed to be changed, he's still entitled to some sort of compensation. So I'm going to say case, and the contractor is able to recover.
All right, interesting. Denise, what do you think about this case or no case?
Not much.
Thank you. Well, thanks again. Yes.
No. It could be a scenario. I'm sure this happens to architects all the time, quite honestly. But I just don't feel it's a case. I feel like it's not a case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, do you say it's a case?
Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back, because I'm pulling a Denise Dirks, and I'm going to drag this out so I can think about it a little bit longer and make a good decision, unlike Cal when he goes into the Emmy Award nominees.
Oh, my decision's already been made. I've been nominated. I got a rented tuxedo, which, of course, they never, how well
rented
they fit.
Rented from the local Goodwill.
Maybe.
It's pink with hot little red
orange
bow tie.
With ruffles like the one on Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber,
yeah.
Similar.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to get case or no case. I'm going to follow up, and I'm probably going to get it right. Denise, I can't follow you anymore. I want to follow you, but every time I follow you, we're in trouble. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations, and we're grateful for that, and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll continue just a bit.
Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see...
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Can help.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we have a musician by the name of Mr. Martin that apparently needed some architectural plans. He hired a company, and that company did the plans, and then he didn't quite like them and brought them to an, and he said, I'm not going to pay you. And brought, well, he brought them to another architect, and they said, well, they engineered this part wrong. So he said, I'm not going to pay you guys. I'm going to have this other architect company take care of it and do it. And lawsuits may have flown around. Now, number one, and Todd said this is a case, and who wins?
I say it's case. The original contractor prevails. He's entitled to something for his work.
Right. And then, Denise, you said it's a scenario but not a case. And clearly this is a daily scenario. And I, those of you who don't listen to us that often or are new, listen to us. Denise, whenever I follow Denise, it's an automatic loss. And it's not because of Denise. It's because of me. So if I followed Todd, he would lose. And so what we're doing, those of you out there, again, for the first time in Virginia, case or no case, the first one to 50 points of the three of us, they get a free dinner wherever they want. And I don't know what we're going to do now. It might have to be a drive-thru. And so I don't mind losing now because I'll just do a drive-thru at McDonald's or something like that.
Yeah, we'll just go get you one of those Hungry Man dinners. Salisbury steak.
How do you know that was my favorite?
Make sure you take it out and stir halfway through. Otherwise, your potatoes ain't going to be cooked in the middle.
You know what? Do you remember? And it's in that little silver little tray thing.
Yep. Big man portion.
Hear that again, Cal.
Big man portion.
Do you remember back in the day campouts and they'd have you take a foil pack? Can you cook that in there?
Oh, yeah.
I always cheated. I'd go over and I'd get a TV dinner because they were in the aluminum, right? And I'd wrap it up in a bunch of aluminum. All these kids, I got my foil pack with the carrots and the potato. I'd pull out the Hunger Man, throw it in there for about 5 minutes, pull it out, and I'm eating steak. I got
taters and an apple dessert.
Can you see Todd pull a 50-mile hike, climbing these hills with his backpack, pulling out a Salisbury steak, big Hungry Man?
What are you doing?
And the gravy leaks.
The other kids got knives. We're going to go hunt. We're hunting this thing. He's got his little Tetris video, a little game. We're supposed to be fishing and hunting, and I got my fish hook, you know, with my
idea of roughing it is like a hotel without cable.
Todd's saying, gee, I hope we don't run out of batteries.
Yeah.
All right, back to what we're doing here. I've got to say this is an actual case. Here's the issue. The defect was trivial, and it could have been remedied. Therefore, I have to jump on Todd's side and agree it's a case, and Mr. Martin loses because the original contractor could have remedied the situation because it was a trivial. Well, trivial as in it wasn't already built. They could have changed the plans, and that's it, Cal.
So you'd like the answer to case or no case, which I will be delighted to provide to you as we speak. By the way, Martin is William Martin Joel. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Billy Joel!
And this is a two-point case or no case, only binary. Yes, it's a case. No, it's not, because the results are not yet known. So, no, but if you guessed correctly, 2 points for you.
Yes,
Cal! Incorrectly, no
I
points
did it.
For you, and that, folks.
Denise, I did not follow you.
Is,
it's you.
And she's a Billy Joel fan. She had a Billy Joel tribute band at her own party.
I know.
And she's giving me the look, man. No, she says, right that look said, you'll never win.
So that was actually, it's going on right now.
Yeah, it's
Billy Joel is suing over his.
He's being sued by the Barry Hill contractor.
Right.
They said, Billy ripped us off, man.
And how about, I wonder where this house is and what kind of house.
It is in, I can tell you in a second if I want to get not be so lazy and look it up.
No, but I'm just, well, you can tell us later, Cal. Tell us later because that doesn't,
Center Island.
Center Island.
C-E-N-T-R-E. Center
in New York?
Island in New York, yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm sure it's a pretty Tony neighborhood.
Come on, Billy Joel. Is he still married to
model? No.
Not to the model. No,
Christy Brinkley.
Christy
Brinkley, not anymore.
Different lady.
They have a couple kids. Okay. You know what? Here's what's interesting today. A lot of times we bring up cases we want to discuss and we talk about that you just sit there and shake your head. And this is a head shaker. Because what happened will just, I just don't get it. In Houston, Texas, and this is out of Texas.
Yes.
A Harris County judge was facing backlash, first of all, from the police officers union that has just ordered that the police fine citizens $1,000 if they're caught not wearing a face mask in public. Now, in public, listen, this is an interesting thing. Now, there are exceptions. And by the way, it starts, next week? I think it's next week it starts. Which, by the way, this is an emergency, according to the judge. Emergency. Yet they've got to start this emergency next week. Now, here's the deal.
If it's an emergency, they're waiting till next week?
Until April 27th. Huh. Now, okay. Here's the best part. And here's Fred Penny, obviously. Picture yourself going in the mall, which isn't open. Okay? Or picture yourself walking in the park. Picture yourself walking in Safeway.
Isn't open. Yeah.
Can you run Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Because I'm thinking, picture yourself in a mall without a face mask.
Right. But listen, you can play all that LSD stuff.
Yes, yeah.
But here's the deal. Isn't that what it stands for?
Lucy on the Sky with Diamonds. What the heck does that mean?
That's the rumor.
Okay. Yes. But listen, here's the exceptions. Number one. You don't have to wear a mask while eating.
No.
I'm so glad I don't have to wear a mask while I'm eating.
You do not have to wear the mask while eating.
It's in my mask. Don't worry about it. That's one. Now, that's a good song. Two, while we're exercising. Three, while we're drinking. That's going to be difficult to drink while in a mask. I love the intelligence of
where you poke a hole with the straw.
So this is what I'm doing. I got a way around it, guys. I got to figure it out. So when I'm in Safeway in Houston, Texas, and they don't have Safeways, whatever they have, Kroger, and I'm going to get the police, I'm going to call it the mask police after me, what am I going to do? I'm going to say one thing. I'm fat. I walk for exercise. I'm walking around the store. So I have the exception. I don't have to wear a mask. I am exercising by walking up and down the aisles and picking up food. Done.
I am literally
Penny the lawyer.
I am literally exercising my right.
That's exactly right.
It works on so many levels.
So Houston, I've got it figured out. Walk around for exercise. We'll be back and follow up with this Houston
So, Thanksgiving, when you deadlift turkeys, well, bad choice of words. All right, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News.
Around-the-clock effort underway to restore service to AT&T customers in the Nashville area. Service disrupted after a bomb detonates yesterday morning in an RV parked on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway downtown. AT&T says it's bringing in crews from around the country to help. Meanwhile, the investigation into the explosion continues. Nashville Mayor John Cooper last night.
We're not going to rest until those responsible for this outrageous and cowardly attack are brought to justice.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced, no word on a motive. Possible human remains found at the scene. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. President Trump following the situation in Nashville, but also getting in a little golf, playing yesterday in Florida with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Afterwards, Graham tweets he's convinced Trump is more determined than ever to increase stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000. Graham says it's a reasonable demand. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Oh, that's down. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Well, I'm a face without a name. Just a walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston.
Hey, if you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, remember, you can talk to us, 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234. Those of you from Texas can call in, 855-529-7234. You can email us at info@RadioLawTalk, or go to our Instagram page, Radio Law Talk. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, well, so I was just going to say about this Houston deal, where the judge imposed and told officers, you got to start arresting people if they're found out, or
well, give
them a ticket. Give
them
a ticket for $1,000. You know, okay. There's a couple of things that really bothered me about this. First, there's a thing called separation of powers, right? And anytime a judge issues a sanction or an order or anything like that, or an emergency protective order, it's because they're acting on a law that the legislature has authorized them to do. They can't create the law or the sanction just out of whole cloth on their own, because that's a legislative function. I don't see anything where the legislature said, this judge has the authority to do that. The judge can't create a law saying these people can't be out there. The judge has to follow the law. And
maybe they have one. Maybe they have an ordinance. It's probably have to be an ordinance.
It would have to be an ordinance, but I haven't seen anything
that says that it's a $1,000 fine.
That says this judge is acting on this some ordinance that's there. Second thing is,
I'm going to assume there is an ordinance that they've passed,
but that they haven't released it.
I guess you're right, because there's that one city we talked about. Came from the city manager or the mayor that wrote a letter to everybody that they have to do this or that and to report it to the police. Remember that?
Exactly. And you know, you can't create the law. I mean, that's the whole thing about living in a representative democracy that we live in, which is that the laws are made by the people and the people's representatives, not a dictator. And if it didn't go through any of that, they've got a problem there. The second thing is to automatically impose the fines, you know, start taking the money and doing stuff. Well, there's this thing called due process. Even if there is a law, where's the opportunity for you, once you've been cited, to go into court and contest it and say, no, I was in public because of one of the exceptions.
I was exercising.
That's right. I mean, it reminds me of that marijuana case we did last week where they destroyed the $1 billion hemp crop before the owner of the field had the opportunity to say, I'm sorry, you're wrong. This isn't what you think it is.
Right.
So due process.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The police officers of the union, I don't see a lot of Houston police officers walking out there handing out these tickets.
Yeah, I don't either.
But here he says, we encourage all of our officers to wear masks. We want citizens to wear masks, but our county judge wants to impose on all of our law-abiding, hardworking citizens of our community. That's the issue, is what they're, you know. And then they go in and say as follows. They say the police unions and president said the police have put a lot of effort into building a bridge to the community, and this order will undo all that hard work that they have done.
Makes the police the bad guy in all of that.
Exactly. And the fact that the police union statement talked about the order from the judge and not, we disagree with the city council or the board of supervisors imposing this ordinance or passing this ordinance that's now being enforced by the judge, tells me this judge is acting on her own.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's...
Dan Crenshaw, one of the Republicans from Texas, said, common sense guidelines should never lead to an unjust tyranny. And then you've got the lieutenant governor that's jumping in saying these kind of confused government policies fuel anger, and rightfully so. But here's the most, what's great about Radio Law Talk is we've got powers, all powers. So we have been able to transport ourselves to it's in a small community in Houston. There's a park there. And I don't remember the name of it. I forgot the name of it. But we're back there, and there are some people in the park, and we've been able to fly in and hover over with our little, what do you call those?
The drones.
The drones. And then listen to what's going on. So we're taking you there right now.
All right. Hello, this is Officer Fuchs. And I notice, ladies, that you is not wearing your face mask. And if you don't have the proper papers to be in the park, I'm going to give you a citation. What say you?
Grandma Davis, I don't even know who this is. Who are those little boys there walking there in those orange suits next to us? I'm just crocheting right now.
I was just there stitching time. We'll save nine. And these wonderful boys in this orange jumpsuit walk on by. What's that say on the back of it? It says TDC? What?
TDC? That's all I don't know.
Those little boys have all been cleared by the people's doctor. And they are not wearing a mask because they don't need to. But you do. Where's your mask? I'm having a problem. The Officer Fuchs sounds German, but sometimes from New York. I'm not understanding this son's accents. Apparently now I'm an Austrian old woman. I feel like I need to sew some clothes out of these drapes, and all I have is these damn mini blinds. But Officer Fuchs has a case of stage confusion, okay? Oh my gosh, Officer Fuchs is now channeling through me. I'm feeling Austrian, and I don't have a face mask. What are your crocheting?
I'm crocheting, but the little Henry's in the line at Walmart trying to get toilet paper for us. We just got our Social Security card.
We will have one of the boys in the orange go stand in the store for you, but you must put on your mask. How much did you get from the government to his buying the toilet paper?
I got my $390 Social Security check.
$390 Social Security check.
And officer, you gave me a $1,000 ticket?
That's right, I did.
Oh, that means I get the $1,000 as a stimulus?
Is it a lottery ticket that you gave us?
It's
9,000?
Nine.
1,000. And the judge says you get a ticket. Ticket for the judge. Don't I get ticket for what? Hold on a second. This is not a lottery ticket for me to get money.
Nine.
This says I have to pay.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Mm. That's okay. That's good. Thank
Sonny,
you, have officer.
Have to go to another call.
Thank you, officer. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Somebody explain
this. He was a nice fellow, wasn't he?
Can somebody please explain this to our mute friend over here? Because she's not said anything. I don't wonder if she even heard anything.
Your mute friend. Your mute.
There we go. Friend. We're back. We transport ourselves back from Houston, a little cute little Houston park where the grandmas and old ladies were sitting there.
I have a request, and we do have the transporter technology a la Star Trek, but if I could make a request to Mr. Scott, who is clearly in the control room, the next time you transport us out and transport us back, if you could transport about 10 pounds less of fat from my insect, my midsection, that would be great.
Well, as one artist was told by his wife just before he died, you know, you don't look good on television. He said, well, you know, the camera adds 10 pounds. And she said, how many cameras did they use?
Oh, brother.
Come on. Well, there we go. That's our Houston, Texas little parody.
Not one person pulled out a southern accent there.
Oh, my heavens. I can't believe this. Let's find out what's going to happen. I think that on appeal. Look, this is scary when it's going this far. But the way to get around it, I've figured it out. Just say you're exercising. Just say you're exercising. Yeah. I walk for exercise, so there you go.
Crochet your own mask.
Yeah, you can do that.
So what's going to happen? Here's another thing.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Major League Baseball? Here's the one issue we've talked about. What about all those tickets that people have bought? Mm-hmm. And we actually, our law firm has a, we pay for tickets at a sports arena nearby. And
I have season tickets to the Oakland A's.
That's right.
And they ain't cheap, I'll tell you.
And what is going to happen to all those tickets that you paid for? And by the way, we paid for in advance, our law firm did. In advance, and by the way, the next year's for 2021 gets paid, I believe, September or July. I'm not quite sure. What about when they send me my bill? What am I going to do?
Well, if they continue the event, the theory is that you're going to get to have the event.
Okay, guess what? So Disney on Ice is one of the events. They do it every year. And they said to me, oh, see, they rescheduled it for next year. A dummy, they do it every year, so yeah, I missed it this year.
So it's not really rescheduling.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that concert's Celine Dion was one. Oh, they rescheduled it for another year. Sure.
But Cher's rescheduled for September.
But it doesn't. But
or October.
Here's my point. My point is, that's fine if it's right. But what about the one, they rescheduled for next year. Well, they were coming again next year. Or if it wasn't them, it was another group that was coming. That slot was going to be filled by someone in concert. Oh, well, they're going to reschedule. No. Every year they come. So the question is, what's going to happen here? And this is what's going on with Major League Baseball right now. They're being sued over the coronavirus, right? And they're being sued because, and it's not baseball, it's a lot of the ticketing companies.
StubHub.
And all kinds of ticketing companies. It's a class action lawsuit saying, we want our money refunded. And the whole argument is, and I remember the NBA issue when they canceled the NBA league this past year. Oh, they're going to rescheduling playing the league. I don't think that's going to happen between you and I.
Besides which, it'll now start to conflict with other seasons, like perhaps professional football or baseball, where you know, the attendance will not be the same.
And I know professional football players, and let me tell you, rumor has it that they're not even going back to practice till end of June and July. And guess what? Football preseason's in August.
Mm-hmm.
This will be interesting to see what happens. We'll be back.
StubHub is trying not to give refund.
Yeah, we'll be back when we talk a little more about this, because this is an interesting point that affects a lot of us.
Well, sure. Nobody likes to give refunds, just like casinos don't like to pay winners. But at any rate, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny,
Todd Kuhn,
and Denise.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pay my fee. I'll take your cake.
Oh, that's dumb.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we were talking about the legal issues concerning whether or not you're going to get your tickets, your season tickets, reimbursed. I guess, Denise, you said that Live StubHub says now they'll at least give you a credit. Is that what they're saying?
Well, they did previously. Now there's another lawsuit against them, and they're saying that they're only going to give a refund if the event is canceled. But if it's postponed, rescheduled, that type of language, then they're not giving a refund.
Yeah, rescheduled for next year. I love that. They're rescheduling for next year.
That's like rescheduling Christmas. And say, well, exactly. We miss Christmas. Well, well, we'll reschedule it. Don't worry about it.
Next year. Yeah, well, I tell you right now, who's going to make the money? Who's going to be flying in on this? Lawyers like crazy.
Well, the big thing about rescheduling it next year for something that comes in every year is this. Fine, if it's rescheduled for the following year, when the following year comes around, I shouldn't have to pay anything for it. I should get that. It's baseball. When next year comes around for that game on for a game on that day, if it's been rescheduled, then great. I shouldn't be charged again for that game. Now that I get, but
and the tickets are all numbered by game. You buy season tickets, it's game 1 through 64. So they can say, okay, for game 51, Todd, you've got a ticket to that. You can come and go to game 51 for next year, right?
Exactly. But you raise an interesting point there when you talked about season tickets, and it's something I don't think people really realize. There's two things. There's the season ticket, and then there's also a thing called a personal seat license.
Right.
So it's an amount of money you pay to say, look, I am saving a spot for, let's see, it's row I, seats 34 and 35. So I am paying so that I have a license for seats I-34 and I-35, and the license entitles me to buy season tickets when it comes out. And there's two separate costs. One is for the license, the other is for the season ticket.
And it's usually the ones that are the more popular ones, like, you know, 49ers,
the Raiders had PSLs before they moved to Las Vegas, right?
And so the question that I have with this lawsuit, because this is a lawsuit we talked about that are suing Major League Baseball, it's unclear as I look at this, is this a lawsuit to recoup the season ticket money? Or is it a lawsuit to recoup the personal seat license money
or both?
Because I understand Major League Baseball's, the stadium's position to say, well, no, when you buy the PSL, it authorizes you to purchase a season ticket if a game is played.
But they're also from different entities. The PSL, in Oakland's case, was the city's money.
Yes.
And then the season ticket was the team's money.
That's
right. So there are two separate entities involved.
Well, then there's actually a third. You got them secondary.
Secondary markets.
Right, good point, which is what StubHub is. Right.
So look, I look at all of this, and I get it. And let's look at this first. You know, the owners of these Major League Baseball teams, they're usually wealthy individuals or groups. You know, what was it? Magic Johnson and his group purchased the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was a couple of $1 billion. You know, these sports franchises are worth a lot of money. But look, one of the things that you look at is, generally speaking, people who run businesses like this are business people, and they need to show a profit. And the concern that I would have as a fan of baseball in general is, and I've got this for all sports, who and how are the sports teams generating any revenue right now when they don't even know if there's going to be a game? Now, look, pro football, you play 17 games a year, so you get the money from filling up the stadium 17 times.
Not many times compared to baseball.
But in baseball, it's a 162-game schedule, 81 of which are in your home ballpark. You start doing the math, the average ticket price, San Francisco Giants, for example, seats 44,000 people. If the average ticket price is $50, you start doing the math, and people going to the games is a large chunk of their operating revenue.
Yes, but they can't keep their money. They can't just, like, keep the money and not give any service for it.
It depends, I would say, on how the license is for the season ticket. Does it give you the – does it – is there – is if you look at your license, is there any provision – I have to assume there has to be. I haven't seen it. Any provision for who bears the risk if for some unforeseen reason – it's usually under the category of act of God.
Yes.
If something happens that was unforeseen by the club and by everybody else, that this can't go forward, who bears that risk? And I would be surprised if there wasn't contract language that addressed
you
that.
You want to hear something funny? So here is – we just did a parody and talked about Houston. They're going to – this judge wants a $1,000 fine to any grandma that's not wearing her mask outside, okay?
Yep.
Now, the Texas governor, this is what I've heard from people I know that are in NASCAR. I know actual people have NASCAR teams, and Texas, is they're saying the first NASCAR race is coming up in Texas in the next few weeks, and it's going to be, and Governor Greg Abbott's working with NASCAR on returning to the track at Texas Motor Speedway very soon, and they're saying June 5th through 6th. Now, here's the interesting thing. They have said... my understanding is, which is true, there's hundreds of, I think 110,000, 130,000 these stadiums hold. They said they're going to sell every third seat, okay? So picture every third seat is going to be sold. Come on, really? So you're getting grandma for a mask, not wearing a mask, and yet you're putting people every third seat? And, oh, yeah, we're going to have little tape lines. You know, look, come on, let's be realistic. People are going to be walking up and down the hallway. Have you been down those corridors and those event centers? There's no way you can be a part. And I'm not advocating not to open them up because they probably should open it.
Well, I would just say for NASCAR, if there was a sport that could probably weather having a live event despite the coronavirus, it would be NASCAR. For first, there's no interaction between the fans and the drivers during the event because the drivers are in a car. There's no interaction between the drivers and drivers because you're in a closed environment. You're in the car. That's one. Two, it would be easy to test all of the people that were necessary, your pit crew and folks that need to be there to make the race go on, to make sure that the infection rate or people that are positive are not there. And then third, if you were to have it without the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR doesn't, I don't think they generate a big chunk of their revenue from the people that show up nearly as much as they get for advertising. And can you imagine how much NASCAR and Fox that covers NASCAR could charge for advertising space being one of the only people out there that has the ability to say, we are running a live sporting event,
right?
And sponsors, I mean,
first one,
the bidding for those spots in advertising would probably rival Super Bowl dollars at this point with people wanting to get their product out there.
You've got the draft that's going on right now that has more participation on viewing audience than many of the major games in football.
People are hurting for sports.
They miss it.
There was a vacuum, and my question was, so NASCAR says, like, we're going to put on a race anyway. Imagine just, heaven forbid, one of those grandmas without the mask goes to the race and she gets the disease somehow.
You know, we're going to
imagine the liability issue.
I don't know.
I don't think there's liability.
I don't think there's liability. I believe there's going to be some issues, and the government's going to pass some laws that are going to, you know, say you can't be sued for coronavirus.
Well, it's an assumption of the risk, perhaps.
Well, it depends
on the law of the state.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. I want this to bleed over. If you're listening, the station only carries us for 1 hour. Log on to RadioLawTalk.com because we're going to cover this. We're going to cover a case where they have discussed negligent homicide as it relates to coronavirus, and this is going to be a good springboard into that with Cal's suggestion about, you know, what is the liability that somebody faces? Is there a negligent homicide-oriented liability?
And so jumping back to the NASCAR, the other thing that NASCAR says they're doing is, if you've been in the pits before in a NASCAR race, the pits, the haulers are right next to each other.
Yes.
They literally really, so they're going to take every other hauler space and make it so the haulers are spaced apart further. Well, I'm telling you right now, a lot of these tracks, if these haulers come in, they barely fit the haulers in as they are. So I could see Texas Motor Speedway. It's so huge that they're going to have the space. But who knows? So next hour, join us. We're going to continue to talk about this. We're going to talk about some other coronavirus issues. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and we will be back with more fun hour two.
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.